It's February 14, 2010. Welcome to Sunday at CMU. My name is David Balser, your host for Sunday at Canadian Mennonite University. We are a university of the church for the world. Pray with me as we open our hearts and minds to God. O Lord, today I ask that we become keenly aware of you. Open the eyes of our hearts and open our ways of thinking so that we can recognize your care and your undeserved favor. It's not unusual for us to feel distracted and confused in our day-to-day activities, where life feels more like frenzy than faith. Lead us in your ways. We want to follow. Amen. That was For the Beauty of the Earth, sung by the alumni choir. Today we are pleased to have Arden Thiessen with us once again as our guest speaker. He has joined us for the month of February. Arden has combined a life of studies with teaching and pastoral ministries. He's a retired EMC pastor and lectures occasionally at CMU and Steinbach Bible College. Our theme today is Declaring Allegiance, and our text is Matthew 16, verses 13 to 27. Thank you, Arden, for joining us here today.
The trek that Jesus and the disciples made to Caesarea Philippi in the mountains of the north marks a crucial point in Jesus' ministry. The account is located in Matthew 16. It was there in the north that Peter made his famous confession about believing Jesus to be the Messiah, that Jesus announced he would build his church against all odds, and that he would be tortured and killed in Jerusalem. Jesus followed up on that with a clear and profound statement on what it would cost to follow him. The question that he placed before them was simply, "Are you willing to lose your life for me?" He reminded them that nothing in the world was equal in value to the value of a life lived for him. As I reflect on the impact that this teaching of Jesus should have on me, I am reminded of an essay written by the Christian apologist Francis Schaeffer a few decades ago. He suggested every believer should occasionally visit a garbage dump, survey the desolate scenery, and then remind himself, just about everything that we consider important eventually ends up here. Do I want to spend my life on that which will one day be only garbage? And then I recall the somewhat irreverent Reverend Robert Fulghum, who writes that he occasionally takes a lawn chair to the local cemetery and sits there, reflecting on his physical future. He says that is good for his soul. Now listen to what Jesus says on the topic. If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. To be a follower of Jesus means that you must deny yourself, take up your cross, and lose your life. The three terms are probably somewhat similar in meaning, but let's think about the import of each phrase individually. To deny oneself means that if we want to live with Jesus, then the matters that seem important to us, our properties, personal rights, or careers, may have to be set aside for more important matters. The Apostle Paul testifies to this experience in Philippians 3, listing all the valuable personal assets that he relinquished in order to serve Christ. Significantly, he declares that what he gave up was really only garbage when he compares it with what he gained in Christ. Jesus speaks about taking up the cross. The scholar Martin Hengel, in a little book on crucifixion, explains that crucifixions were quite common throughout the Roman Empire. It was a normal punishment for hardened criminals, traitors, and delinquent slaves. It was understood as the ultimate degradation, the worst insult that could be inflicted on a person. The disciples will have understood the cross metaphor. Later, when they saw Jesus drag his own cross through the streets of Jerusalem and then get nailed to it, these words will have become unforgettable. By the way, taking up the cross has nothing to do with ceremonial cross-dragging on Good Friday, with wearing cross trinkets, or with self-affliction like wearing uncomfortable shirts. The cross is not an illness, an accident, or an involuntary trouble. It is a choice. It means looking at the cost of following Jesus and then declaring, "I'll do it." Jesus also speaks about losing one's life. He is not necessarily talking about dying, it's about living. It means letting go of the kind of life you'd love to live so that you can accept the kind of life Jesus has for you. Sometimes that may seem like death. It's what Dietrich Bonhoeffer meant when he said, "When Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die." Jesus is not speaking of time versus eternity. It is not that we must suffer here in order to be promoted to glory there. He means that if we embrace Jesus with everything entailed by that commitment, we are entering here and now real life. And my personal opinion on that is that whatever we give up for the sake of Christ, we're better off without anyway. Amen.
That was Holy Spirit, sung by the CMU Worship Jazz. My interview guest today, again, is Gordon Matties. He's Associate Professor of Biblical Studies and Theology and Dean of Humanities and Sciences. Gordon, thanks for coming to have this conversation today. Sometimes people go to the Holy Land because they say, well, if I walk where Jesus walked, then I'm going to have some kind of a more profound spiritual experience. Is that part of
Well, in one of the Gospels, the disciples are told that they should go to Galilee to meet Jesus after the resurrection. Well, what's Galilee? Galilee for them is home. So it's as though, you know, don't stay here, go home. And when you get there, I'll meet you. So I don't pretend that when people come on this tour, they will somehow meet Jesus in some mystical way. But for thousands of years, people have gone on pilgrimage. And what do they do on pilgrimage? And lots of us in the West don't understand this, but they go to pray. The holy places are not necessarily places where Jesus can be identified. When you go to Bethlehem and see the place where Jesus' birth is commemorated, this is not particularly a profound experience for many of us from the West. Or visiting the old city of Jerusalem, the walls were built in the 16th century. There's not much left of where Jesus walked. The point is to enter the story, to let that story inform us, and to take that experience back with us. Meeting Jesus isn't about the place so much as it is about the disposition. That is, if you're inclined to meet Jesus at home, you'll meet Jesus there.
But when people choose pilgrimage, as you've described it, creating a space to reflect and to enter the story, it creates a space where you're definitely allowing your sense of who God is to be more present to you.
Well, for sure. Before you leave, you do a lot of preparation. I suggest all kinds of readings. I write a blog. People go, in a way, on this tour, so well prepared to encounter all kinds of things, to be challenged in all kinds of ways. It's totally unlike going to Mexico for a sun vacation. You know, there you take a couple of novels along. Here you take your Bible, you take your archaeological guidebook, and you pay attention to the people, to the landscape, in a very profound way. It's really an educational / spiritual / inspirational kind of tour.
I know that the tour is full, but you have some plans to possibly do something in 2011. Can we tease that out already?
February 2011, I hope I can do a 2-week tour and then another 3-week tour in the spring of 2012.
Thank you, Gordon, for sharing your story today. Here are some upcoming activities at CMU. February 21 at 7:30 p.m. in the Laudamus Auditorium is CMU Vespers, a time of quiet worship, contemplation, music, and scripture. March 14 at 7 p.m. in the Lowen Athletic Center is the Mennonite Community Orchestra with CMU choirs, featuring Haydn's Mass in Time of War. Admission is at the door. And March 21 at 3 p.m. in the Winkler-Burgtaller Mennonite Church is the Southern Manitoba CMU fundraising event, featuring the CMU Guitar Ensemble and Men's Chorus. For more information regarding these and many other events, check your church bulletin or visit the CMU website at www.cmu.ca. Thank you for joining me this morning for Sunday at CMU. You can listen anytime to the program on our website, and I invite you to pray for our mission of Christian university education. You can send your comments and donations to Sunday at CMU, 500 Shaftesbury Boulevard, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3P2N2, or email us at sunday@cmu.ca. Until next Sunday, my prayer for you is this. May God bless you and keep you. May the face of God shine on you and give you peace. Amen.